Welcome to this bonus episode of Comic Book Nation, the official podcast of comicbook.com. I'm your host, Kofi Outlaw, and joining me today is my co-host, Matthew Aguilar, and our Trinity member, Brandon Davis, who is back on the couch. And we all are back here because we just got done wrapping a whole show for you guys and putting it out and doing what we regularly do. But as luck would have it, just about every Friday now ever, something huge happened, and it was huge enough for us to get back in here and record this special bonus episode for you, because we can all rejoice now. Spider-Man is coming back to the MCU.
Yay!
It's really happening.
Boom.
Boom. So, as many people, you know, predicted, but really just hoped with their fingers crossed, wishing upon a star, Marvel Studios and Sony have worked out a deal to kind of finish out the Spider-Man Homecoming trilogy, bring Tom Holland back to the MCU for that final Spider-Man movie, plus one more, and bring back the entire cast, director John Watts, and basically give Marvel fans the ending to this kind of saga of Spider-Man that they deserve, and without having to kind of leave it. We've been talking for weeks about how you could possibly pick up the all the dangling threads left, you know, after Spider-Man Far From Home, what to do with all that, and, you know, whatever, what have you. But now they're going to kind of clean it up. And there's some other elements to the deal, so we are here to kind of go through everything, what's actually on the table, what did the studios actually figure out, and kind of sift through it and talk about where we stand, and then some speculation about what we think is going to happen down the line. So, first, let's just go around. How are you guys feeling? Spider-Man is back in the MCU.
I first of all, just feel like we live in a real-world trilogy of Spider-Man news, because I remember where I was when they first said Spider-Man is coming to the MCU for Civil War. I was at a bar in New York at an event for Chappie. That was the first press junket I ever worked. And then when the divorce happened, that was the second movie. I don't remember where I was. Oh, no, I was playing Ghost Recon.
I can tell you where you weren't.
I was playing Ghost Recon because I wasn't here.
You weren't at a keyboard, I can tell you that.
Finally, when I found out, well, I found out before this morning, and I'm really mad that I didn't tell anybody. But I remember finding out, and then here I was here, and we were able to write about it this morning. I'm happy, but I feel like we live in a real trilogy of Spider-Man.
All you have to do is pay attention to Brandon's Twitter, and you know how.
Yeah, now that we're all updated on the running Instagram story of Brandon Davis.
You
feel good. You're happy.
Hell yeah. I mean, look, I love Far From Home. I mean, I'm probably higher on it than the rest of this panel.
No.
But I really loved
Far From Home. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I liked Far From Home. I loved Homecoming. I loved his role in Infinity War and Endgame. I loved his role. Well, I think Civil War was just kind of shoehorned a little bit, but I liked it. I think Tom Holland is the best Spider-Man, Peter Parker and Spider-Man together combo. I think he's the best at it that we've seen in all three actors. And yeah, I'm thrilled to see him keep playing the part. Like, I mean, that cliffhanger at Far From Home, I was like, man, that sucks that that's not going to be an answer, that there is no next chapter after this awesome movie and this awesome story that we were really catapulting into, and we're really going to finally see just Peter Parker without influences by other characters. I mean, his story now is influenced by other characters, but I felt like in the third movie, we were just going to get Peter Parker without Iron Man, and I love Iron Man, so I don't mind it, but it's still fun to get just Spider-Man. And then I thought we weren't going to get it. It's like, it doesn't make sense to not get it, because both parties have a lot to lose, and the fans have a lot to lose here, and they did it. They got the mom and dad said, there aren't two Christmases yet. You're going to get the best, and then we're still going to get two Christmases, because he might be in Venom and stuff.
They basically said, we're going to wait till you're off to college before in the case of Peter Parker, perhaps, you were going to wait till you're off to college before we split.
Yeah.
I feel like Brandon's reaction is like the perfect, like, summary of how the internet and how fans have been like reacting
Marvel
to this.
Marvel stan reaction.
It's just like, it's like you went through a roller coaster of emotions, like full on.
Living in a movie. This is the trilogy.
I can't say that I did. Because it was like, okay, well, it's interesting to see what they would do apart. And
this
was like,
all right,
we'll see that.
You.
No, I'm saying, but this is how these movies don't hold the same place in my heart as other Marvel
movies.
That's
like, this would be like if I took Becky Lynch out of the WWE. Exactly. This is like if I said, you can't have Becky Lynch in the WWE. She's got to go to AEW. So we gave her back.
So I come at it from a different thing because you are like invested in this.
Oh,
and
sure.
It's just so
Marvel
funny.
Is, of all the franchises, I feel like Marvel is probably the one that I'm most invested in.
Spider-Man in particular for you, I feel like I see more passion from you when it comes to Spider-Man almost any other character. Yeah, those two.
Yeah.
Than any other character. So it's just funny that, because like that's what we've been seeing online and on Twitter and all this, just like up and down.
Yeah, it's peak Marvel.
And me, it's like, okay, well, I'm glad. Yay, they're back. I don't necessarily, I was actually, after our conversation here at the podcast when we were talking about, well, does this mean Venom? Does this mean all these other things? I was actually kind of interested to see like, okay, well, I kind of want to see what they do. And now we're back to this, and I'm like, okay, cool.
It seems like we're going to see both scenarios play out.
You guys are, as usual, getting ahead of the pacing, but let's pull it back.
But you asked me what I thought. I told you what I thought.
I know. You know,
I appreciate
fine.
Your thoughts.
But here, what I was going to say.
I don't know why I said that.
Two things I was going to say. I thought for a second there that we were just going to go around the room, and everybody's going to be like, I'm so happy. So, and then I was going to point out that
even though
everybody is so happy, there is this weird kind of bubbling of Marvel fans who are like, now I feel like only the MCU stands are happy, and I was really interested to see Spider-Man go off on his own again and do that. And I was like,
yeah, but I bet you they have a picture of Batman as their Twitter profile picture if they're saying that.
I mean, maybe. Who knows? That's a weird jump in logic that I can't.
Also, since when do we go around the room and everyone's on the same
page? It happens occasionally.
It's a unicorn. It doesn't happen.
I thought this one was a slam dunk, but apparently not. So, yes, there is a contingent of fans out there I was going to point out who were interested to see Spider-Man go back in his self-contained universe, mostly because they don't like all the kind of Iron Man ties and all that stuff. They felt they're purists.
I mean, that wasn't even that. It was just a morbid curiosity.
I know, you're like on the low end of that.
Yeah,
like,
I was just
you're
curious.
Not out in the deep end with the people who are now looking to see how to split them up again and stuff like that. Like, yeah, no. All right, so the other thing is, yes, let's go through the details of this deal because there's some important things to kind of note. So, yes, Spider-Man is coming back to the MCU. He gets one more solo film, and then he gets one more MCU appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, and that's open-ended, whatever that means. He gets to appear in one more MCU film. The early presumption is obviously some kind of big crossover event film, whether it's an Avengers film or something else, would be like where he shows up next after his third
Secret
film.
Invasion.
But this is not the only place that Spider-Man can show up. The deal, and later kind of reiterated by Marvel's Kevin Feige when he said basically the quote that, you know, in addition to how happy he was, Spider-Man's this icon, but he's also the only hero with the powers to kind of move between two cinematic universes.
Is he, though?
Yes, he is. And so, like, I think that what is important to note here is that while Spider-Man is still going to be appearing, and Tom Holland Spider-Man will appear in these next solo film in 2021 and another future MCU film, he's still able to appear in Sony's brand of Spider-Man films. Right now, they're just kind of still kicking off their Spider-Man universe. Venom's out. We have Venom 2 coming down the pike. Morbius coming. They just announced the Madam Web movie that we did on the last podcast. If you want to click over and listen to that.
So this means I have two stacks now. Venom is not a part of my MCU stack of movies, but
oh god, I forgot.
About that. I have to put the stacks.
What do you think the first thing I did this morning? While he was being that happy, I was screaming across the office, trolling him about the fact that like
I have 23
universe
Marvel movies in one stack, and right now I have Venom in another.
I like to see Brandon Davis twist into new shapes as things develop.
I don't own Venom
because
on
he says things, but then things happen in the industry, and then he twists shape, and then it's like
I don't have the room to separate my DVDs into separate stacks.
I would never consider Venom part of my MCU. But that Venom card.
I never said I wanted Venom as part of my MCU. You're manipulating what I said.
No,
I never said that.
You said you will not count it.
Right. That's
the clip. Liza is over here. It's funny.
That's my point. My point is you can bring up the clip because what I said was if Venom is in Spider-Man 3, then I asked the question, does Venom become MCU canon? And now it seems as though.
And then he derailed the whole show.
Spider-Man will be in a Venom movie, which will be in a different universe. Therefore, it's not the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which means it's a separate little stack of movies.
My brain hurts.
I almost wonder if the way that they time these things out.
It's simple math. There's going to be Spider-Man every year.
Well, no, right. Yeah. But if we get Spider-Man, we get the third Spider-Man movie.
Mm-hmm.
Venom happens.
No, it's the other way around, isn't it?
Does Venom come before Spider-Man?
Yeah. Venom 2's got to come before.
Yeah, it comes next year, I think. It comes next October.
And then we get into the Spider-Verse 2, which brings in Tom Holland. And then...
Does it?
It's the only way to really kind of pull him out of the MCU, right?
I don't know. We got to see what happens in Spider-Man 3.
And then you put him in Venom vs. Carnage. I guess Carnage is the bag. I don't think.
I think you're going to see Spider-Man show up. I think it's going to be even simpler than that. I think Venom 2 comes next year. Yep. You're going to see Tom Holland Spider-Man because I think that was the plan when this all breakup happened.
But is that like a stinger or is he like a part of it?
I think he'll be a part of it. Oh, maybe not a huge part, but a part of it.
He has to shoot Cherry. He's shooting Cherry with the Russo brothers right now as we speak. They're on set.
Right, Venom's not on set. Venom's not shooting right now.
He's gearing up to shoot. Venom has been coming together in the interim. When soon as that Sony-Marvel split happened, Sony went to work on Venom. They got Andy Serkis. They started filling that cast, and they started getting pre-production rolling with him and Tom Hardy working on the script. So they're gearing up for production. Tom Holland, I don't think, will be like, you're not going to see him like there all the time, but I think he will have a part in this movie leading into a bigger, full-on Spider-Man movie to come. So I think you'll see him show up in Venom, kind of launch that Spider-Man universe, because Sony's not going to wait again. Like,
no.
They've basically now created the roadmap to the end for this.
Mm.
So they're trying to launch their thing, and if you think like they went to the table this time, it's important to understand the business power mechanics of what just happened here. Like, Sony's not just, like, on the hook, like, begging please for what's happened. This is a mutual deal. So I would bet dollars to donuts that they lined it up for them to properly launch a Spider-Man spinoff universe that could have a higher probability of success by involving Tom Holland. And they already got that ball rolling with Venom 2, and I don't think they gave that up to sign a deal with Marvel. He'll show up there, probably just a little thing that doesn't affect something else. Then we get the third film in Marvel, you know, that
and so
happens.
Then are you saying in the MCU third movie, that will then explain why he was in Venom 2? Or is Venom 2 going to try to shoehorn a story in that fits into the mold of Tom Holland's story?
I think
in the
it's
MCU?
Still, I think the scenario we still said is still viable. Like, if Peter Parker just got outed as Spider-Man, I mean, and he's got that problem to deal with, you know, and he takes a little, you know, on the run trip out west.
So
that's
then,
not
but
a
so,
crazy thing.
So then, so Eddie Brock knows who Peter Parker is now. So you're, so what you're saying then is that they're trying to make Venom a part of the story within the MCU. They're not keeping Venom separate. They're trying to keep Spider-Man in
the. Didn't say anything like that.
Well, no, but like, that's why I'm asking him, because it sounds like you're saying that in Venom 2, Eddie knows who Peter Parker is, which means that his Venom movie, the first one. Like, he continues his story from there, and that leads him to an intersection with the moment in the MCU where Peter Parker is outed as Spider-Man, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So then, but that would, like, so you're, so what I'm saying is you're saying that if they do that, if they go that route, like, they're what Sony is trying to do is imply, whether Kevin Feige and the Marvel fans accept it or not, that Venom, the first Venom movie, operated adjacent to.
Oh, jeez.
Like, is that not making? Am I not making
here
sense?
Here we go. Oh, my
there's
God.
You cannot I'm asking,
let this go.
You no, were, I'm literally asking a question. Why can't I ask this question?
It's in.
Why? What's the problem with this question?
It's, I love
not,
this.
There's not a problem.
It's not
a problem.
It's like watching
it's
a Reddit thread come to life.
Right. Okay. But I'm asking you to. I want to know. Like, is that what you think is happening? Are they trying to imply that like their Venom movie in San Francisco and everything happened where in the same world where the MCU happened? Because if
I don't think he was going that deep with it, but I understand what you're saying.
But like,
that would be a working theory, but I don't think that's what, like, I don't think Kofi would like going into details.
Okay, so I'm just curious. If that's not, then what is, like, what is the, if Tom Holland is in Venom and in Venom 2, and then he's also in the MCU for Spider-Man 3, like, what is, like, the connection? Like, how do you explain that?
Well, that's my Spider-Verse theory. My Spider-Verse theory is that he gets sucked out of the
MCU. So you think he goes to a different universe for Venom 2?
Yes.
So and then, well, and
but
then
it
like
doesn't. But it doesn't work timeline wise.
So then, it's, but then you could lead up to it in Spider-Man 3 to see how he gets sucked into a different.
I think at the end of the day, the MCU will ignore Venom.
Venom.
So anything.
Exactly.
So anything that that's anything right. anything that the that Tom Holland Spider-Man does with Venom will just not be mentioned in the same way that Marvel Studios. All the MCU movies just fail to acknowledge Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Or
you know, things
Betty
like that.
Brent, or yeah, so Betty Ross weird. Or
right.
any of the other things
where,
you ignore.
Where it'll just be like, the, so, that stuff like that. Happened.
I just don't like that.
So what? This is not it's about just, your neurosis.
Listen, but I think, but, a, I think right, I, but there are enough there are enough Marvel Universe stories that you can tell where Spider-Man comes in as just a background character that you don't need. Like, would it make sense? I mean, would it make sense for the Avengers to come in and fight Venom? Yeah, absolutely. It would have also have made sense for the Avengers to come in and, you know, help out in the first two Spider-Man movies, but they didn't.
Oh no, I'm just curious, like, because Sony is obviously going to try to
market
it.
They're not going to go through any kind of screen time to build a backstory to explain where Venom is. Peter Parker would just be on the run.
No, but I think
I'm on the run for some stuff I can't talk about.
Right, but what Brandon is saying
goes back
is that
to the MCU and says, "Where have you been? Just some places we don't talk about."
Right,
keep
right. But my point
adventure.
Is like the other that, podcast, Sony is therefore trying to imply a connection. Right.
Well, right. Sony will most likely try and push it as to the line as they can.
Right.
Without
coming across and flat out saying, "Yes, this is the MCU." But they're going to say, "Hey, remember, you know that Spider-Man character that you love so much?
He's it's the been, same
that,
one.
That got to rub elbows with Captain America and Iron Man? He's going to go fight Venom." And like, and that, I think, is how they're going to be able to just get
so
away with
weird.
It. It's a weird, what? Weird thing.
But I think it'll work.
But
it
honestly,
could very well work. It's just weird because the MCU has been so tightly knit.
Well, it's just so funny.
No, it hasn't. And that's the lie that I'm getting sick of. No, it hasn't.
What do you
it
mean?
Hasn't been so tight-knit.
How? The movies? Yes, they have.
No,
I mean, it's,
they
that's
have.
The most impressive thing about it.
Okay.
I mean, there's
how
no.
How are they not?
Well,
how
there's
the
no character. There's no character that's out there that's.
It's full of false.
Dealing with their other
like,
stuff.
You know, it's full of false starts that went nowhere. Characters who just dropped off. Plot threads that went nowhere. You know, and just get ignored and scrubbed out. Like,
sure.
We replaced the Hulk already. We replaced Rhodey already. We've already been through these things. Like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was connected totally. Then it's not. Like, and like over time, like these, it's been an evolving, imperfect picture. It's largely successful. The connections are far from perfect. And I'm about to just have to do a future and just point out all the ways in which that is a bunch of bullcrap.
Nice.
It's not connected. So this is just another kind of weird hiccup on the road. Just like when we're going to bring in the X-Men eventually. Mm-hmm. Weird hiccup on the road. Mm-hmm. But like, these are the things. What the hell happened to the Inhumans? Weird hiccup on the road. Like, we're full of these things.
R.I.P.
And so this is just another Inhumans. One. Like, they're going to do what Netflix did. Yes. This is all the same universe, but Kevin Feige isn't going to say so. And officially, you're not going to ever see them cross over. Venom ain't coming for Secret Invasion or something like that. Like,
yeah,
that's just the way it's going to be.
I mean, the interesting thing will be how much longer do we have Tom Holland as Spider-Man? Presumably, for a while, if you know, he's going to be the through line for all of these other Spider-Man movies that they want to put out, like Madame Web and Morbius and whatever.
Cardiac.
But
Adam Webb.
But at the same time, like, Spider-Man's role now in the MCU after Spider-Man 3 and whatever the MCU movie is really just going to be window dressing. And I think that's the sad part.
And is it sad? I don't know. I think it's I think like you said, there are so many events that I think cater to this that I don't think it'll be this like we're being deprived.
But
of
I
something.
Think it also limits.
I think it'll be cool. Like he makes a meaningful.
But it potentially also limits the scope of what Sony can do with their Spider-Man stuff.
Exactly.
How big of a threat can you put into that?
How many
over.
Spider-Man
we
events
still
have
a lot
there
of things,
been?
As Brandon did correctly point out in the last episode, so he has quite a few things that they proposed that they never fulfilled that could be dusted off. There's still a Silver and Black movie. There's still a Sinister Six movie. There's still all of that.
But
and we got startings of that in Homecoming.
That doesn't make any sense to me because Spider-Man's history, there are so many, like, of the Marvel characters.
Right.
He's almost, I would almost bet that he's the solo character with the most amount of events and overall, like crossovers within his own universe,
but
and
that
villains
the Avengers were
that are Spider-Man contained.
But
they don't
the Avengers,
involve a ton of Avengers.
What the Avengers were in Spider Island. The Avengers
it's
were
window,
in Ends of the
you
Earth.
You just said it was window dressing for Spider-Man to be in the MCU. Those characters in those events, even Absolute Carnage right now. Yeah, the Avengers are in it. They don't matter. They're just it's just a thread. The main focus is on Eddie Brock
sleeping in stasis
and Peter Parker. it's always been that.
And
for Spider Island,
they're going to be passed out. And surprise, surprise, only Spider-Man and Venom are there to guard them.
The Last Hunt, the Green Goblin, like all those iconic things, right? Never had Avengers, and even his later
Tom Holland all the money and do the Clone Saga.
I mean, seriously, he is
that also.
I mean, Tom Holland is the one who truly wins out.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
like that's the crazy part, right?
He's the critical piece. He's the glue that holds it all together for both companies, and that's amazing. Yep. What a great spot to be in. Kudos. Yes, but yeah, I don't think it'll be you'll get deprived either way. I think this is a works out for
and
both.
And the story
companies.
Also sets it up. There's one more chapter where we can do one more thing of Spider-Man stepping out into his own, like Brandon said, like that would be the next chapter. Him leaving the Iron Man Avengers legacy behind, stepping into his own, and then he goes off on his own and he's, you know, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man doing his thing. Right.
But I mean, let's be totally honest. Like, yes, they said what they said, and oh, it's only one more MCU movie and one more company. Like, they'll figure out a way to do
it. Yeah, exactly. This is the more important thing I was going to get to at the end. This is just to get through now.
Right.
Everything will change.
Yeah.
Everything will change in the MCU as it grows bigger. Everything will change if Sony once again tries to do this and kind of falls on its face. You know, we're really pulling for you, Morbius, but in case that doesn't work out and Madam Web doesn't work out, then all of a sudden you're back to the table.
Right. To your point, though, earlier, because you said, like, Sony was not in the beggar's seat.
Yeah.
And when you look at this overall deal, Sony got a lot. Like, they, when that initial thing was like, hey, here's where they're apart on, here's where it fell apart. You look at that deal now, and Sony got almost everything they wanted. Just about. I mean, aside from things that weren't named in the report, right? So they got all they wanted. Marvel had to come down on that like 50% number. They only get 25. They're also putting up for 25% of the costs. So Sony, has to give up more of the profits, but they also don't have to pay for as much, right? So that equals out. They get to do their own universe. And they got Feige as producer back. Like, Sony won a lot in this deal. Yeah. Like, Marvel really came out kind of looking like, We're doing it for the fans, but it really, you kind of, Sony was the driver.
I mean, this is a pretty fair deal for all parties involved.
Yeah. I mean, it just requires Disney to be less Disney. Sony to hold a hard line. Yeah, and kind of worked out in the middle.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it'll be interesting, though, to see when left to their own devices, what decisions Sony makes. For Spider-Man.
But that's what I'm saying, and I'm sure there's part of Bob Iger who sat down with Kevin Feige and was like, just give them enough rope. Yeah. Let them hang themselves on a web. They'll be back. Like,
see
when
what you did there.
Yeah. When they come out and they try to do Sinister Six and they bring out Paul Giamatti's freaking Rhino again. God. And they're like,
if they make a Spider-Verse with Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire, I'll forgive every mistake Sony ever made.
I mean, that's how they don't do that in the next one. Is
that's Spider-Verse? Absolutely.
That's highest grossing Spider-Man movie possible.
If they get this Madam Web movie off the ground and it actually,
that's the way that they can do it.
Yeah, it's almost dictating.
So do you like
you have.
What if Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, like, remember there was a Doctor Strange and Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, a Doctor Strange reference in Tobey Maguire Spider-Man? Do you think there's any scenario where Marvel Studios would be like, "Yeah, you could borrow a character for your Spider-Verse movie"? For like your alternate universe, different thing where like we see Tobey Maguire's Peter Parker went on and like there's a couple different characters, like Marvel characters that aren't Spider-Verse characters to make this whole thing happen.
I could see that happening if it works out like before where Marvel goes, fine, we'll totally do that, but you got to give us one.
Give us Miles Morales.
Or, you know.
Yo, we need to replace some Spider-Man. What about that Miles Morales?
Or clear up, you know. Like, I mean, there's a couple characters that the Spider-Man character is in a weird.
Yeah.
There's some characters that are like, oh yeah, we know they're for sure.
This is how we get Cardiac in the MCU.
Yes.
But all right.
Where does Jessica Drew fall? I need an answer to this question.
I don't know. I mean, we're getting Juliet.
She's very gray. It's a very gray area.
And it looks like they might just skip it. Looks like sounds like we might be getting Julia Carpenter. As our
Boo! No.
I mean, it's funny. It's funny, like, you know, I hadn't had a chance to check out the last episode of Nation, but like Madam Web has the potential to bridge the gap of like the animated Spider-Verse stuff.
Yeah, we actually said it sounds more like an animated verse.
I see Spider-Ham brought to live action.
People will freak though once Spider-Gwen is the live action Spider-Gwen is introduced. I hate that name so much. Spider-Gwen.
Yeah.
Ghost Spider.
You can't run
is
telling people your real name at the same time.
I mean, no, I totally get why she needed a name. I just don't like Ghost
Spider.
No, Disney eventually lets Deadpool mock all of this in a movie.
What's that?
You think Disney eventually lets Deadpool?
I mean, it's the only way that they can. That's the only way they can introduce Deadpool by literally,
if they're smart,
making fun of all of it.
Yeah,
that writes itself. Like
they have to.
If they don't, I will be disappointed. If that's just a golden opportunity.
Oh, Spider-Man, you're still here. I thought Mom took you away from Dad.
Yes, I want to see that. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Any final thoughts, Brent Davis? Do you want to? We came down hard on you. Do you want to make your case for what would make sense and what would make not make sense of this whole thing?
I don't know. I'm sure I tweeted it already.
No,
I'm happy about it. It's cool.
You totally did.
All right. So that'll do it for this episode, this bonus episode of Comic Book Nation. If you want to talk to us about how you feel about Spider-Man, make sure to hit us up at the hashtag Comic Book Nation and tell us your thoughts or just share some kind of joyous gifts with us. We've been enjoying them all day. If you guys are looking for the regular show, we post new episodes every Wednesday and Friday on comicbook.com. You can subscribe to our RSS feed there, or you can subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Google Playlist, or tell any Amazon Alexa device to play Comic Book Nation podcast, and it will fire right up for you. You can find me online at Kofi Outlaw. I decided where to go with this whole thing.
So you can find me at Matt Aguilar.
You have a stroke?
You can find me at Brandon.
Hey,
Davis,
man, I'm like when your internet hiccups sometimes. Like it just takes an extra second.
It's just like
to load.
Buffering. Yeah. That's just all buffering.
Buffering, yeah. Well, this is how man, the humans are going to find out.
I just cited my age when I said buffering.
God, I got to get
stuff
my upgrades.
Stuff doesn't really buffer anymore.
Listen, I'm going to take the weekend and go back to Westworld and get my upgrades, okay? Leave me alone. That'll do it for this episode of Comic Book Nation. We'll see you guys later.
This is...
Whip.